Hello and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast, and welcome to whatever day it is. I don't know. It's 4 o'clock on Wednesday. Must be the 27th of August 2025. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sorry about the lack of putting this out earlier. I'll tell you the reason. My internet has been absolutely dreadful ever since we came back from Cumbria. It has been intermittent and appalling since the bank holiday, really. Just turning it on now. Been out today to the land. We have got access to the land. Solicitors still doing their thing and everything. But we do have access to it. So we went up there to have a bit of a day out, really, which was quite nice. Can't do much here. Waiting for my book. It was supposed to arrive today, and it didn't. The book is Biggleswick, of course, the proofreader's copy, so I can get that out to my proofreaders. It's almost as if nobody wants me to get the wretched thing out, which is a right old shame. I'm coming back. The cat's been outside. I'm going to feed the cat. We're saving up cardboard at the moment, cardboard boxes. So I've got cardboard all over the place, because when we can get properly onto the land, we are going to make a vegetable patch and put down cardboard. Just get this packet of food for the old cat sorted out. He's been very good. He's been out all day, but he knew. Here we go. He knew we would be back in time to feed him. There's a big spider in my sink, dead and somewhat washed out. I put the washing out this morning. No, I didn't. I put the rubbish out this morning, is what I was trying to say. I need to go to the corner shop and get some more rubbish bags. I don't go to Morrison's. I don't go to the supermarkets, but I will go to the corner shop and support them, small businesses, and yeah, there we go, put my rubbish in there, put this dead spider that was in the sink and was just left on the draining board side, as it were, just emptying the cool box from our picnic. It was nice to go, to have somewhere to go, and take the van and have our own place to go and have a picnic. I know technically we haven't got the deed yet, but it's all going through, so that's rather nice. And whilst that's happening, it's nice to be able to go and just take in the scenery, really, take in the countryside. It did rain. I think we need rain. I don't know if it rained here, that's the thing. Let's get these ice packs back in the fridge. In the freezer. I've had a glass of water because I feel a little bit dehydrated. And I will make myself a cup of tea shortly. I said a picnic. Sounds like we had, sandwiches, but actually we had a very nice, Julia cooked it up on the stove. I need to buy another one because it's getting a bit knackered. Minute steaks. These are from the Charlie's Farm Shop. Charlie's Farm Shop minute steaks are the best. We've been to other places for minute steaks. Nowhere near as good. Nowhere near as well prepared. Charlie's, Richard, the butcher, always tenderises them with this great big mallet thing, and it does a very good job. And we had some peppers and onions and some potatoes, all cooked up in the van, all very nice on our little bit of land. And you couldn't ask for more, really, could you? You could, I suppose, but I haven't. Now, I have switched the internet on. So we're going to see if it may be. Well, I thought it was my machine down here, because, funnily enough, the upstairs machine was working better, but I'm not sure. I'm out of contract. I've been out of contract with BT for a long time now. I refuse to have a new contract, and I'm paying over the odds. So I want to get one of these little portable mobile dongle, mobile modems. So I need to see about that, and get one sorted and get rid of the BT line, because it, as much as I don't want to be, well, I wonder if at home I can put it into a into the existing wiring network. That's what I want, but that I can also take with me, and I suppose a sort of pay-as-you-go type thing. Or is it a contract? But a contract that you can terminate with a month's notice. That's what I really want. I don't know. A friend of mine was telling me about that, so I'm hoping that that is available. I sound very tired, don't I? Had a bit of a late night last night. Julia came over a bit late, so I was waiting up to see her. Sorry about that. All right, I'm just waiting to see if the internet is connected. The computer's come on. This will be, I mean, presumably you'll get to hear this at some juncture. But when? I don't know. It's not saying it's connected. It's very odd. Oh, tell a lie. There it is. It's saying it's connected. Oh, we live in exciting times, don't we? Now, the next task is, I have a VPN. Now, sometimes I turn it off just to see if that's actually slowing things down. I'm not sure that it is. But normally the VPN comes on, but it hasn't actually come on, so I don't know why. I think this computer is very slow now. And anyway, as we head towards Windows 11, and Windows 10 will not have any service packs and things, I'm changing over to Linux anyway. I do actually have a Linux machine ready to go, all ready to go. But I need to just save a certain... I need to find out what's on these hard drives and save certain, not passwords, but things like the FTP business. I'm sure I've got it written down, but I probably need to do it again. Right, all of that's connected. Yesterday, on my PC, I could not get into YouTube. And the I have a WhatsApp web, online web site. I see it's doing it again. Just sits there hanging. Just sits there hanging. I do not know what is going on. Oh, wait a minute. So there's something dodgy going on with this connection. Just is not managing to cope. So that will need sorting out. So yeah, so apologies for not having one up earlier. It's all a bit crap. I've only done about 8 minutes on this one. But because the internet is slow, I daren't put too much. I haven't put a video out. Again, for the same reason that I've been unable to get online to upload something. So, there we are. Apologies for that. I don't know whether it's, you know, the sceptic would say, well, you're under attack, aren't you? They don't want you accessing the internet. And that's true, but I can access it through the 4G. It's just my 4G mobile. I just don't have I very rarely use it, you see. So I have very small data usage. Program, I don't know why. I ought to extend that a bit, but anyway, there you go. I will hopefully talk to you tomorrow, but who knows? We'll see how it goes. If you don't hear from me, it's because I need to resolve these issues. So thank you for listening. Till next time, goodbye.